I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Bishop Lyons are still recruiting 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade high school students to take part in this year's Lyons International Student Speaker Contest. Subject for 2025 is, how does technology influence the ability for individuals to engage and interpersonal communication? Interested qualifying grade level students should contact their high school counselor or English language arts teacher and indicate their willingness to do a speech on that topic, which should be researched and put into no less than 5-minute format and no longer than 10-minute speech duration. The speech content can be placed on a 2-sided 3x5 cards or 8.5x11 page at this level of contest. Memorization of the student speech is encouraged and required at higher zone, region, and district level competition. Practicing at home with siblings or parents or in front of your English language art speech class is encouraged to hone your public speaking skills and get over stage fright. The local Bishop Lyons Club will be held January 23rd at noon at the Bishop BFW Hall at 484 Short Street with a live audience of Lyons, community volunteers serving as judges, and interested school facility advising the contestants. Family members are invited to attend, as well as a competitor support group. More information can be obtained from the Bishop Lyons by contacting Harry Bakta at 760-920-3525. Well, on Wednesday of last week, the Bishop Broncos wrestling team competed in a 3-way meet with Desert High School and Kern Valley High School at Desert. The team then went to Victorville to compete in the Silverado tournament on Friday and Saturday. At the 3-way meet, Junior Jesus Delgado, wrestling at 106 pounds, took his opponent from Desert down and pinned him. Junior Michael Trejo, wrestling at 175 pounds, scored so many points against his opponent from Kern Valley that the match ended early with a technical foul. Junior Caño Graves moved up 25 points to wrestle in the 190-pound weight class against Kern Valley's team captain. The match went the full 6 minutes, and Caño dominated with an 8-0 win. At the Silverado tournament, Jesus Delgado wrestled at 106 pounds, and both Michael Trejo and Caño Graves wrestled at 165 pounds. Freshman Messiah Trejo and sophomore Daxon Zvatsina, hope I said that right, both wrestled at 175 pounds. Caño Graves started off strong, pinning his first two opponents, but lost his third match to a wrestler who is currently ranked number 15 in the state. Caño made it to the match for seventh place, but lost by 1 point in a very close match. None of the other wrestlers placed. Head coach Bradley Howell said, "I am pleased with the way these guys have been wrestling. We still have a lot of work to do, but I am proud of the progress I have been seeing. I plan on keeping that progress rolling through the second half of the season." The wrestler with the best record is Caño Graves, with 10 wins and 3 losses. The next action for the team will be a 3-way meet at Kern Valley on Wednesday, January 22nd. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. And don't forget, we love that you listen to us. Thank you so much. We are the local community's news.